you down there on the pub again, story. On the pub again, and someone, I guess, says this. There's nothing you can do about it anyway, so no one to think about it. Don't talk about these things. And someone says, you know, maybe it's PU now. And that's the thing, that's what I call pub talk. In that room, whether there it has walls of wood or concrete, or wood and concrete, or of mind, it's delusion, it's laziness, it's ignorance, ignoring reality. And only caring about, being aware about yourself. Your own little life. And the little Sweden. Where everything is fine. And we don't need to care about anything else or anyone else. Because the suffering, the bombs, the children, little children being torn to pieces, mothers gathering those pieces. The fathers going out to war to defend what's left. That doesn't happen here. There's nothing we can do about it anyway. So let's just have another beer and forget about it. That's why I sometimes almost have to shout at people. The way the world looks today, yes, today, and the way that experts I respect predict or warn it could look like in just a few weeks. There may be a financial catastrophe that we have never seen before. Unless the war, the attacks on Iran subside. the Empire pulls back their presence, military presence, from the Middle East. How likely is that? So my conclusion is, and I really believe it's a realistic conclusion, that yes, we could have poverty here in Sweden in the not too far distant future. You know what I mean? There could be hunger. You may find yourself not having food to eat every day. You may starve. Do you know what that means? And you know, sometimes you say, you know, what is the saying, that if you stay passive when there is violence or exploitation or whatever, wrongdoings going on, then you are participating in them, you are part of that. Especially if your lifestyle depends on and is upheld by that. Which means you are guilty. Which means that the starvation and the suffering torn off limbs of little children that are not right now happening in other parts of the world are your concern. Because the country you are living in the very lifestyle, the goods you buy in your shops, more than you may be aware of, at the expense of what is going on in those other countries. So don't be surprised, we should not be surprised, if what the people, the ordinary people in those countries that are exploited by your country, and you having become all the goodies that you buy in your shops and fill your homes with, that Well, we got karma, right? That you will, to some extent, experience what you were part of making others experience. That's how it works. So when someone may speak now, the big religions, about Judgment Day, well, maybe that's what it is. That those who have lived individually or as an entire civilization, which of course consists of individuals, have to pay back, have to learn by being judged by experience, but by experiencing the same hardships, the same suffering, yes, that they have been part of causing other people and animals and nature, Mother Earth. That's what karma means. And if someone thinks, sitting there in a religion laced with nationalism or whatever, racism, that Judgment Day means that we will judge all of you, who are not part of our group. And you will go to hell and we will go to heaven. Then think again. Maybe you have already started that judgment and punishment by killing women and children and ordinary innocent people. Even helping your own people. Going through that judgment by having them killed as well. Sorry, this became a long harangue. You're still sitting in the bar there, in the pub there, or whoever is speaking this, and the others are falling asleep. Maybe one is still awake. But I'm telling you, there's a lot we can do, and you too. First of all, by stopping participating with your daily lifestyle, and all these that is causing this suffering. That is causing the poverty, the wars, the exploitation. And it can be something as simple as what you eat, what you drink, what you consume, and then waking up, not just supporting all the bad stuff with your passiveness and ignorance, because that's exactly what the ones ruling here wants you to do. Have another drink. Don't worry. Oh, now you got to send your sons and daughters out into war. But don't worry. We will win. We are fighting for peace. That's the situation today. And what more you can do and should do if you still have some common sense is protect yourself. Decide you want to keep your money and the gambling house of the stock market, or use it to store up food reserves. I think food is the best investment because you can store grains and rice and beans for many years. And the food, it's getting more expensive. So there is a value increase on your investment. Things like that. What are you going to do if there's no oil anymore? Where is the best for you to live? In the big city? With millions of hungry people? Or in the countryside where people grow food in their gardens? So what you do is up to you. I'm just sitting here trying to give some wise advice as a friend, that's all.